Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, I'm going to highlight a legend, Grambling State University, by way of the Kansas City Chiefs, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Buck Buchanan. So, one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. And I want to give special thanks for my producer who's making it happen this morning. I call him the best in the business, my man, Mr. Jeremiah Long. So when you talk about great football players, especially from the HBCU, and we talk about Walter Payton, we talk about Willie Gattamore, we talk about Joe Gilliam Jr., we talk about Ed Tootall Jones, we talk about Rich Tombstone Jackson. Well, a name that should be in that conversation should be this young man from Birmingham, Alabama, Mr. Buck Buchanan. And the story of Buck Buchanan is tremendously great because he was a gentleman who wanted to be a basketball player. He was 6'7", 211 pounds. But in his senior year, he wasn't really getting any scholarships. But somebody knew a family friend who knew the head football coach at Grambling State University at the time in the 60s, Mr. Eddie Robinson. So Eddie Robinson paid a visit to Buck Buchanan's home and convinced him, you come down here, young man. Number one, you'll be able to get a quality education. But number two, you might be able to play professional football on the next level. And the thing that stuck out to me about that story was Buck Buchanan was 6'7", 211 pounds. When he left Grambling University, he was 6'7", 270. He was the first player from a black school taken number one overall in any draft. He was taken number one overall in the AFL 1963 draft. But think about this. They were having split drafts at the time. The NFL took him in the 19th round. Think about that. The AFL took him in the first round in 1963, and the NFL took him in the 19th round. I don't figure. But this young man turned out to be a tremendous football player. The gentleman played in 182 career games, started 166. But what's most astonishing to me, He only missed one game in his career. Then, another thing about Buck Buchanan's career, I'll go back to Super Bowl IV. That team was special, had 13 HBCU players. But what made that team so special was the defensive line. A Curly Cup, Jerry Mays, and Aaron Brown. And you know who led the charge? Mr. Buck Buchanan. They limited a Minnesota Vikings team to 67 rushes that day on the ground. And Super Bowl IV, the championship went to the Kansas City Chiefs. And that big mountain of a man, Buck Buchanan, was the mainstay in the middle of the line of scrimmage. But his first 3 years in the league in the AFL merged with the NFL, he was a terror. And think about this. The arch rival, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Oakland Raiders, Al Davis said during his first 3 years in the league, we could not block him. So he went out, he said, I'm gonna cure this. And he went out and took Gene Upshaw in the first round of the 1967 draft. And the battles between that Hall of Famer and the late green Gene Upshaw and Buck Buchanan was must-see TV. But the one thing that stuck out to me about Buck Buchanan was his skill set. For a gentleman that was 6'7", 270 pounds, his instincts as a D tackle, A+. His ability to key and diagnose, A+. The tackling ability he had as a D tackle, A+. The shed and separation within the line of scrimmage, A+. The burst and acceleration for a man to be so quick at 6'7", 270 pounds was unbelievable. Superman within the line of scrimmage. The power rush, A+. The pursuit, A+. The balance of a man, 6'7", 270, A+. And the hand usage, A+. And when you look at all these great defensive tackles that's played this game, from Joe Green, the Bob Lilly, the Marilyn Olsen, the Warren Sapp, University of Miami, the Russell Maryland, University of Miami, Cortez Kennedy, University of Miami, Dan Hampton, the University of Arkansas, Randy White, the Dallas Cowboys. Don't nobody really mention about how special Buck Buchanan. And if you go back and look at the game film, it's very hard to not say he's one of the best defensive tackles, maybe the best defensive tackle to play this game at 6'7 and 270 pounds. Unbelievable athlete. Played on probably one of the best talented Super Bowl four Super Bowl teams of all time, Super Bowl four with 13 HBCU players. And I'm going to go back again. Played on the defense that was special that year. Willie Lanier, Jim Kearney, Jimmy Marcellus, Bobby Bell, Curly Cup one more time. There's nobody that did it better than Buck Buchanan. And the thing I loved about Buck Buchanan was his ability, as his comments were toward the game, is that I had love for the game. I had dedication for the game. And I had love for my fellow man and my teammate. That would have made him special. And John Madden, who was the coach of the Oakland Raiders at the time, and we know the career John Madden had in broadcast, and said Buck Buchanan was the best defensive lineman that ever played this game. And his coach at Grambling State, Eddie Robinson, said, pound for pound, ability to ability, heart to heart, determination to determination, Buck Buchanan was the best football player he coached at Grambling State University from a defensive line position. But moving on to this great man, after his career with the Kansas City Chiefs, he did a lot of youth organizations in the Kansas City Chiefs area. He became a mainstay in the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Kansas City. And the one thing I'm going to read that he said to the youth, while he put all his time in the 80s and 90s into them poverty areas in the city of Kansas City, I'm sincerely hope this will stand as a symbol of inspiration to all you young people out there. Where hard work and honest effort can take you anywhere you need to go. Those are the words of the great Buck Buchanan. One of the greatest football players that ever played at Grambling State University. And one of the greatest defensive tackles that ever played in the National Football League. See, when we talk about Aaron Donald in today's game, Aaron Donald and a lot of these other great football players that's playing that position right now, when you get up in the morning, you need to say one thing, and you look yourself in the mirror. I play this game because I saw this great young man on this screen, Buck Buchanan, play it at the highest level. I'm going to say it one more time. He played 13 years in the league. Voted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Played in 182 games. Started 166 straight and only missed one game. And played in a line of scrimmage where at that time, you had to be a man. You had to be warriors, come out to play. You had to be something serious. And most of all, I love what he did after the game. He did a lot of work and changed a lot of lives and young people's heart and soul in the city of Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to read it one more time. His words to the youth. I sincerely hope this well stand as a symbol of inspiration to all young people throughout the world. Where hard work and honest effort can take you anywhere. It's a shame we lost Buck Buchanan July 16th, 1992. What would he be doing now? I tell you what Mr. Buchanan would be doing. He would be making a big mainstay, not only in the Kansas City, Missouri area, but also across the nation and dealing with our youth. Outstanding football player. To the Kansas City Chiefs organization, you produce your great, great individual. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it on 100 Yards Football. I surely appreciate it. to my man who's making it happen today, to my social media producer, the best in the business, Mr. Jeremiah Long, to my man from Brooklyn, New York, Ronnie Keebler, thank you. To my man, Atlanta Falcons great, Florida State great, Mr. Bobby Butler, thank you. To the young man that makes it happen on Wednesdays for me, Mr. Logan Landis, I wouldn't be doing this without you on Wednesday. You've been outstanding, my man. And to a gentleman who's really became a mainstay and an inspiration to 100 Yards Football, much love to the city of Grambling, Louisiana, and Ruston, Louisiana, the great Mr. Jim Marilyn. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the week. I'm Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards Football. Be blessed.